Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 71st Venice Film Festival, and I'm joined by Pavel Pawlikowski. Very happy to have him here. And he's here with one of the finalist films of the Lugs Prize 2014, Ida, which is a film I absolutely loved. So thank you very much for being here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Let's start off for the benefit of our listeners by telling a little bit about the story of the film. First of all, what's it about?
I'd rather not tell the story. Maybe you can tell it, because I kind of make films to be watched, you know, to retell them.
And this film is, and this is a film that has to be watched, absolutely. And I would start off then, alternatively, by asking you where the inspiration of this story of the two women meeting, you know, family ties, and where did it come from? And I also understand that it's your return to Poland after making so many films in Britain.
Yes, I lived most of my life in Britain. I left Poland when I was 14. So I made films in Britain just because I couldn't return to Poland for a while, and then I just stayed in Britain. Whereas now I'm sort of in my, you know, 50s, and suddenly I started looking back rather than forward or sideways, and I had this the urge to make a film in Poland, not just in Poland, but in a period which I love and which stayed with me, which is, you know, my head, the early 60s, when I was a small kid and I saw the world for the first time. So it's a kind of return in more than one sense. And the inspiration, there were several, like with all films, there are like several sources of inspiration that when they come together, suddenly you know there is a film, you know, but there's never just like one. One source was this notion I played with for a while about the nun, the Catholic nun, a novice who discovers that she's actually of Jewish stock, of Jewish blood, which she didn't know because she was an orphan. And I thought that was a kind of an interesting field for a reflection on what is faith, you know, what is identity, is it something acquired, is it something, is faith something tribal and that socially defining, or is it something transcendental and universal? So that was like one of the starting points. Then another one was the source for the character of Wanda, you know, the woman who was in her teens and early 20s, she was an idealist Marxist before the war. Then she went through the war in the underground, the kind of communist underground. After the war, she becomes part of the establishment and dirties her hands and actually becomes a murderer, like an institutional murderer, state prosecutor under Stalin, you know, under the Stalinist system in Poland. And then when Stalinism finishes in 56, more or less, she loses her power, she loses her sense of direction, she loses her narrative, and she's stuck in her life, you know. And then she meets her young, only living relative, who turns out to be a Catholic nun, the story is the story of these two women as a kind of road movie, I suppose. But the main source of inspiration was actually trying to make a film about a Poland which I carry within me and I cherish and I love, the early 60s, with the music, with the landscape, with the faces, and with a kind of landscape which is still steeped in disaster, in tragedy, in Second World War, in Stalinism, traumatized, but which is full of new energy and new possibilities with, you know, really cool new things emerging in music and attitudes. So I love that moment in Polish history and I wanted to bring it to life.
In fact, it almost feels like you're revealing a very important side of the conscience of Poland during those years, and it's something that Poland carries as a country, you know, and it has carried throughout the years. But I was also wondering what difference does it make to have two female leads rather than two male leads in this type of situation?
I find female characters more interesting, more rewarding. You know, I made a few films already with female central characters, like Last Resort or My Summer of Love. And I just find them more interesting. God, I find that their souls are more interesting battlegrounds. I suppose men are, you know, they bore me because they're like me, you know. And then with women, there's something to discover. I still think they're like me, but they're more mysterious a little bit. And also they're great female actors, you know, who I love, you know, discovering. I love fresh faces on screen, you know. So, you know, when I was casting Ida, in fact, the girl who plays Ida, the woman who plays Ida, she's never acted in her life. She was a She was a student at Warsaw University and didn't dream of acting, and we just spotted her in a cafe, you know. And
she's amazing.
And I love that kind of thing, you know. It's just kind of, well, it's not the same old, you know, Brad Pitt or whatever, or Fassbender. You know, then, oh God, another film with Viggo Mortensen. You know, I love films that kind of surprise you, not just the way they're made, but also just the texture, faces, landscapes, you know. I crave such films and I want to make such films.
Well, she was amazing. The acting is amazing in this film. But another great thing about it, and it's something that really has been celebrated about this film, is the actual visual style. I can't think of a film, especially in recent years, that looks so innovative and different and sets itself aside from, you know, other films in general.
Yeah.
Where did the inspiration for this kind of opening up of the screen come from?
Well, I mean, generally the visual style was sort of, to start with, was, you know, I knew it would be in black and white and in this 4:3 format, you know, this kind of boxy Academy ratio format. And then, you know, once you have that, that limits what you can do. And also I wanted a camera that doesn't move. There's only two shots that move, you know, the last two shots. So I wanted to make a film that's not, that's sort of, you know, that's real, and psychologically it's realist, but that would feel a little bit like a meditation rather than just a story, you know. And that kind of stylization, which is not huge, it's not like a big number, you know. It was pretty simple. The lighting was simple, the framing was simple, a bit eccentric, but nothing extraordinary. But it kind of went with that character, with that notion that it's like a timeless meditation rather than just like a telling a story. And so, you know, partly the style kind of emerged from me just being really bored with cinema, you know, with cinema's bag of tricks, you know, with the kind of emotional rhetoric, you know, of handheld camera, movement, cutting, and just making a lot of noise. And it's like, in a way, Ida is like an anti-film, you know. I just wanted to just do it. Okay, let's not worry about cinema. Let's just tell it the best way possible, create this world in the best possible way, and forget about that stuff, you know, that most films do, you know. So it was like a kind of, you know, I arrived at this time by negative elimination, you know.
Recreation to destruction, and trying to figure out a new language in which to tell your story.
But keep it simple. I mean, it's totally, you know, it's of a piece with the content, you know, I hope, you know.
But
the framing is kind of, you know, it emerged, that kind of, you know, a lot of sky and off center at the bottom. It was partly, you know, when I was doing rehearsals with the camera, 4:3, and with actors, I realized that it's a great format, the 4:3 for faces, portraits, and double portraits. It's kind of, it's strange when it comes to landscape, because, you know, landscape is horizontal, and we use nowadays to see horizontally the landscape, and most films are, you know, wide. So, you know, and I was kind of looking for a way of relating people to the landscape, you know, something, you know, I just said, what happens if we tilt up and see like more sky or more whatever is above them?
Yeah.
And suddenly it felt right, you know, it just felt interesting, but also it felt like there's something to do with this kind of quality of the film, with the kind of vertical things that go on in the film, you know, some kind of...
Absolutely.
Of course, critics went to town about, you know, the metaphysics of it all, but they were not far off.
Let's give but of course the whole style work, it's not just style, it's not just visual style, it's a very human story. And you mentioned, you talked a little bit about the acting, but I really want to get into it a little bit more, because one of the reasons why the film works, it's not just because it's a great script, and I actually think it's very and you mentioned it's a very personal script, but also because the acting is amazing. Mm-hmm. and I was wondering how you actually worked with the actors, with your cast, to get that type of performances, that feeling of closeness between the two leading figures, the two center characters that are really coming close for the first time, and at a time when they need to come close. It's just amazing.
Yeah, but it's acting. There's no kind of art to directing actors. All you need to do is cast well and then create the right sort of atmosphere and involve the actor's imagination and intelligence in your game, you know. So, and both the lead actresses were really bright and really generous with me, with each other, and they really got into their characters. And it wasn't like we rehearsed a lot, you know, we just spent a lot of time together trying to like home in on what the characters are all about. And then they got on as well, you know. And there was something in the relationship of the two actresses that reflected the relationship of the two characters, you know, like the the actress Agata Kulesza, who plays Wanda, is a virtuoso actress who's been around for a long time. She's brilliant. She's a theatre actress, and she can do all sorts of things. And the girl who plays Ida, Agata Trzebuchowska, she'd never acted in her life. She doesn't even want to act. She's just like she's a virgin, theatre-wise or film-wise, and that brilliantly reflected, the situation in the story. So,
yeah.
But above all, it was like a good atmosphere, and we didn't, it wasn't like an industrial film where you just have to knock off pages of script. I kept tweaking the script all the time anyway, and most scenes were done from one angle, so we could really work them, even do like 22 takes if need be to add things, take away, the only criterion being, whether I like it on the monitor or through the viewfinder, so I kind of, we worked it until it worked, and they were involved, they were close, they weren't divas who were just kind of coming in for five minutes to do a number, they were totally part of the process.
I feel like the audience becomes a part of the process as well, and it's very meditative. It's a very meditative film, and it's a film that you can interact with, whether you know about that whole historical context in Poland at the time or not.
Good.
So I'm very happy that you came in to talk with us about it, and thanks very much for a great film.
Thank you very much.
I wish you all the best.
I'm glad you liked it.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.